this the Nyberg residence?
Yes.
Is Mr. Nyberg there?
Just a minute, please.
Hello?
Is this Nyberg?
Yes.
Are you the one of the in the city assessor's office?
Yes, I work there.
My name is August Vonberg.
Yeah?
And I just called on there and I couldn't get to anybody to suggest a girl on the phone today. And they gave me your number.
Well,
are you on the 12th Avenue South?
Yeah.
What kind of work do you do down there?
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, I got my tax statement and I want to talk to somebody about why they are so high on them.
Oh, I see. Well, how much did they go up?
Well, it's about 12 or 14%.
Well,
how do you fellas work that when you go out assessing?
Well, where do you live?
I live on 10th Avenue South and 38th Street.
Well, we haven't been out there equalizing. Have you done any work there recently?
What kind of work? Sure, I work every day.
No, I mean on the house.
On the house?
Yeah.
You mean on the outside of it?
No, the house itself. Have you done any replacements or?
No, it's the same old house. I've been here for 28 years.
Well, I tell you, you got the tax statement there, huh?
I haven't got it right here, but I got it handy.
Well, listen, why don't you call me in the office Monday morning, and you have the legal description. I'll look the card up and find out what's happening.
Well, I'd kind of like to get, how do you fellas work it? I mean, do you go out and just check on things and just arbitrarily set this amount?
Well, the law states that we reevaluate the property every 2 years.
Well, what should make it go up this much, then?
Well, that's what I say. If you'd call me at the office, I can tell you, but I can't.
Has your own stuff gone up?
Well, everybody got an increase this year. It was a general increase throughout the city on the mill rate.
How much did yours go up, for instance?
It figures about 3% on an average.
Well, there you are. You see, mine is up about 12. Sometimes I think you fellas just put your own down and put the rest of us up.
Oh, no. We're playing funny ourselves.
Well, how much do you pay, for instance?
Well, listen, you call me in the office so I can get your card out. I can't talk to you without...
Well, the only thing is, I'd just like to find out how you go about it. When you go through the house, what do you look for?
Well, we make a regular appraisal of a house, just like...
what kind of background do you fellas have? What kind of background do you have, for instance?
Well, all of the men are engineers down there, graduate engineers.
How do they know anything about the houses, then?
Well, how does anybody know anything about houses?
Well, it should be, I should think they would hire some construction men or some builders. Engineers aren't very smart in looking at houses.
Pardon?
I say engineers aren't very smart looking at houses.
Listen, we've got guys down there that have been doing this work for 20, 25 years, 30 years.
Well, they must be getting smarter because my stuff is going up. I suppose the longer they are, the higher we go, huh?
Well, everybody's taxes are going up.
Well, what are they doing with this extra money all the time?
The inflation is increasing faster than depreciation on the houses.
With what?
I say the inflation or the increase in real estate has been
offsetting depreciation. I couldn't sell my house any more now than I could 5 years ago, and I'm paying a hell of a lot more taxes.
Sure, yeah, everything's going up.
Well, what are you doing with the money?
Well, you should know that just as well as I do.
Well, I don't know how they've
said
that many
years. I'm a taxpayer.
Seems to me you city assessors are kind of running us into the ground.
Well, the police force needs more money and costs more
money. How long have you been in the department?
Listen, I don't think that has any bearing on the fact.
Well,
how do you know I was even up to your house?
If you assessors are just going around arbitrarily...
We're not going around arbitrarily.
What?
We don't.
Listen, you don't
what? Call me in the office Monday morning.
What is the number?
Federal 2111...
Federal 21166? Just a minute until I get a pencil.
Get a pencil.
Federal, what was it again? Federal
2?
Federal 2?
1116.
Federal 2, 1, what was it again?
1.
111?
3 ones.
Federal 2, 3116?
Yes.
Federal 3?
Federal 2.
Federal 2, 3-1?
And 3-1s and a 6.
3-1, a 6, and then what?
And that's it.
Federal 3, Federal 2.
Listen,
yeah.
Write this down real slow.
Yeah, I got her.
Federal.
Federal 2. That
two.
Is one of us. Three ones.
Three ones and a six. That's it.
Three ones.
And
Federal
a six.
Federal 2. I don't get it now. Go slower. You're going so damn fast, I can't get it.
All right. Federal 2.
Federal 2.
One.
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 Six.
Where's the three in there?
There's no three in there.
You said Federal 2, 3, 1, something.
No, I said there are three ones and a six.
You
there's
are
no
about
three.
As good, giving telephone numbers with as you are in raising the Texas, I guess. Well, I'll call you Monday morning, man. What does he say your name was?
You just call Monday morning and ask who's ever on the counter will take care of you.
Well, I'd like to talk to you again because, my God, I got to get this thing straight.
Well,
now.
Why do you want to talk to me in particular?
What?
Why do you want to talk to me?
Because you're the one that gave me down there now, and I've talked to you, so I don't have to go all through this thing again.
Well,
how many fellows are there?
The man at the counter has all the
there?
books there. You want to talk to him.
Who?
The man on the counter has the books and
what
the
books?
Records. So you ask who's ever there, just tell him what you want to know.
Well, what is your name again?
It doesn't make any difference what my name is. You
well,
just
you
ask
are
who's there.
You're working for the city, aren't you?
Huh?
You are working for the city, and I'm a taxpayer. I got a right to know
okay,
your name.
Okay, you can ask for me. You can ask for Nyberg.
Nyberg, how do you spell that?
N-Y-B-E-R-G.
N-Y, and what is your first name?
Herb.
Herb?
Yeah.
H-E-R-B?
Mm-hmm.
Herb. Well, I'll call you Monday then, Herb.
Okay.
Goodbye.